This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Did you literally just drip white chocolate all over your face?
Yes.
That's not saturation. He's just that pale.
Yeah, I am actually that pale.
My gosh. When you walk outside, do you immediately ignite on fire?
There you go, Steve. A decenter picture.
Oh. All right. That's much easier to see that you are, in fact, made entirely out of white chocolate.
That's right. What are you going to do about it, Steve?
I don't know. I kind of want to shave that Nutella off your face.
Man, fuck you. That's my Nutella. Shut up. You bastard. You rat bastard.
Sorry, Nutella beard part two next time we meet up.
Five hearts of passion cry out for justice. Shugo Fen Fikushan Sentai Fuketsuna Ranger.
Let's go!
Working at the popular Shin Nihonko TV station, these five courageous humans wage a never-ending battle against the evil Boar Dom, a villain with a penchant for bad grammar and a fetish for deviancy.
We fight with a real good one. Happy Time Stop Story over at EGM.
But who are these brave warriors that cannot be stopped even by Kevlar bullets or sand? Fouquet Magenta! Synergist Wizard, Chin Ching Echi!
A fight is what you get when you violence!
Fouquet Pinker! The Refuse Artisan, Toyota Hanzo!
I cannot believe the perfectly good things people flush down!
Fouquet the Purple! The Dwisney Veering, Tori Jury!
Female! Square Boots! Action Figure!
Fouquet the Ocean Water! The Cable Dog, Keiburu Inukaisui!
My name is Recursive.
And the leader, Fouquet Crimson. The Pruning Decimator, Hamada Koto.
I am the greatest hero. My name is Justice. Justice is my remaining testicle.
With the ever-present threat of Boar Dom and the legions of his Gram Army, they hard fight and make the world safe for puppies and sea cucumbers.
We need to summon the King Supreme Megazord now!
Kingly ass, combine!
Supremely chest breast, combine!
Megly dick, combine!
Yes, I'll be the acne again.
And I'll form everything else!
Can't see this.
So, based on our previous discussion, I was looking up all of the teams. So you got Team Rocket, Aqua, Magma, Galactic, Plasma Flare, Skull, and Aether Foundation. What's the enemy team going to be?
Team Manchester United.
I was going to say probably Team Axis, but that might be a bit too on the nose.
And I do like this person's explanation for what one of the goals are. Team Galactic, goal, reshape the universe according to their design by harnessing the powers of Dialga and or Palkia. Also make ugly bowl cuts compulsory by law.
Yeah, what was up with their goober-ass haircuts?
I know, right?
They were so dumb. It's like...
It's because the leader had a bad haircut as a child and got made fun of.
Wait, was that really it?
No. I just made that up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because that sounds made up, but you know
it's
what?
It also sounds like it's in the realm of possibility.
It's because you didn't get in touch with Team Flare.
Sometimes the writing in Pokemon is so poopy that it's like, oh, well, he had a bad haircut as a child and got me fought of, so now he wants to take over the world.
Even before I met you guys, the only Pokemon episode I could remember from being a kid was the one where all of the Pokemon could talk and we could understand what they're saying. And then that took on a whole new meaning when you and Brian introduced that one fanfic to me where you drank the Pokemon semen and could speak their language.
Hey, that wasn't me who introduced that fake. I keep my record clean that I have not submitted a single fan fiction to this podcast to read.
Also, that's a comic, not a fanfic.
Was it a comic?
Yeah.
It was a comic, yes.
The Adventures of Ash Chew, I want to say.
It was by Pal Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
You sound so bad, Sean. So bad.
I'm dying.
Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, as usual, are David, Logan, Valerie, Sean, parentheses, possibly dead, and parentheses. And tonight, we'll be joined by Enigmatic and Joel later on. So, until then, I think we're going to be reading Broodening Love, is that right?
Yes.
I hope so. That's what I said we're reading on Twitter and Facebook.
Well, now I have to pick something different just to make you into a liar.
Fuck you.
He may be dying, but he could still say to Steve, fuck you.
Nyuk, nyuk.
Here we go. Page 7? Yes, page 7. And leading us off is going to be Val.
How do you pronounce that first word?
Scrotum face?
Scrotum face.
Also, I think this is officially the fastest we've gone from the pre-show into the actual reading, so go us.
Right, it's because I wasn't talking about those sweet rouge tits I've got on my screen.
Okay, all right.
It's because we used all our funny jokes about Pokemon in the pre-show.
Yep, we're talking about Lopunny's replacement.
Which I have a picture for, too. In fact, I'm going to post it up in the Witchmajigsit. Not safe for work, it's cool. There you go, have a picture of the thing.
All right, Val, read.
Really? You're sure you don't want another, like, 20 minutes of...
I'm very certain. Just go ahead, because the sooner we get done, the sooner I can make cookies.
I don't know. If we could just hold things up for a bit, I think that would make Steve a lot happier in the long run.
We could read something else.
Yeah, let's read something else.
Yeah, okay, what do we want to read? Let's, hold on, let me go see what...
Let's start reading, Light and Dark.
Sonic and the Search for Love, we have to reread that at
some
point.
Yeah, let's start reading Sonic and the Search for Love
Val,
again.
Val, read the dang story.
Scrotum face. That was fun to write, and I hope to read. Seriously, thanks to everyone for everything. Except you who know who you are!
I've got one. Here you go. Dark Angel is an American cyberpunk television series that premiered on the...
Dude, I totally saw some episodes of Dark Angel, and I thought it sucked.
It's just okay.
It tried to steal off, like, Buffy the Vampire's kind of
deal. Well, it's written by Joss Whedon. And he wants to bang all of his female leads.
Yeah. Please leave nice reviews and stop criticizing me, MK. I don't attack her story eyes. Now do I. Love for all! I was about to yell it, and then I remembered, I didn't move yet from my microphone, so I'm going to spare you guys for once.
Would be a good thing. Also, have fun pronouncing that.
It's zo 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 zo
zo zo zo zo zo zo. Everybody zo zo zo.
Or so 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 so. Chapter 5, Confesón. We went in Spanish. Hello, everyone. Thanks for reading this far in one, but I want to take a moment to address the flamas. Okay, I'm going to ignore your nonsense from now on, so shush, okay? So be nice, which is better. Think of the site as a neighborhood. Be nice to da neighbors, yeah? Cool, and thanks to all the good readers out there!
Be nice to the neighbors, yeah?
Yeah!
Good readers, especially those who play clarinet and oboe.
Yay! Oboe is fucking hard.
It is.
It's so very easy to be terrible at it. Fun little story. I used to be in my hometown's town ensemble, and there was this very old guy that we all believed was slowly going deaf because as the years went on, he would be more and more off-key, and nobody had the heart to tell him. And also, he was, like, very close to dying.
What was the point of that story that was not funny or uplifting?
That was not a fun story. That was a really sad story.
That's a bad one. I don't like that.
That was depressing and has made me sad for the rest of my life. Thanks so much, Val.
You're welcome.
As somebody who's going deaf, are you going to keep me in the band even if I'm off-key and close to death?
Let's all pretend like he's not already off-key and near death.
I feel like we've already been doing that for many years. Hey, let's just pretend he's funny just to humor him.
Oh, you got us, Steve. It was a long-running joke, but after 8 seasons, you figured it out.
Ooh, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
What? What?
Bible, Acts 9.
I gotta Google that one.
5.
Ooh.
It says, like, Acts 9, and or IX, because it's Roman, and then period, 5, and then ooh.
Brain trust. Can we all agree to start calling chicken soup hot bird water?
Sure.
Okay, great.
As long as we can start calling cum meat water.
Oh, protein drizzle.
Snake snot.
Ew.
No.
It's not from a snake. Well, some snakes do, but I mean, like, it's not always from a snake.
Ooh, tube steak oil.
Dong juice.
Seeing the side doesn't leak my diverders, the first divider, or divider, will be a Bible quote from now on that is relevant to the chappie. Or in this case, the othanut. Scrotum face with a chin. Edward walked on and on, and we kmae into the woods, as in would-bees. Sorry.
Wow.
It's my freaking medication, dude.
I know.
Your medication makes you burp?
The antibiotics are fucking up my stomach, even with taking them after food.
Yeah, she had a UTI. I tried to get her pregnant, and instead I just got her an infection.
Yeah. Just as he left for the weekend.
I was very confused.
Why do you have a caustic dick?
I know, right?
No, he's going ass to front again.
I didn't go ass to front. We didn't do it in the butt at all that time.
Yeah, that time. Because that's not how you make babies.
Exactly.
I've read Fix It, Baby to Differ.
Steve.
Yes, Logan, what Steve. Are you going to make fun of my understanding about pregnancy now?
Did you ever see that picture I sent to you?
Are you going to resend it to me now?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Val, keep reading while he posts it.
It had been a long walk, but I was tired and wanted to know why we didn't drive.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
Yeah.
Nice.
And afterwards, he offers me a nice glass of water in case I was parched.
Damn.
For the podcast listeners, the picture says, you say, we're trying for a child. I hear... My husband's been doing big, huge cums in my pussy.
Whenever he actually finishes, but yeah.
I'm going to put that in my wife's sewing not safe for work meme chat.
Why does your wife's crafting Discord have a not safe for work memes chat? I just want to know.
Oh, gee, Steve, I wonder, who is she married to?
Dude, haven't you seen her plushy penises?
Oh, they're so plushy.
I have, but I would also like to hear more about this brooding love kind of thing.
I just like it when she puts them on me, throws them at me when I'm not looking to emasculate me. It's really great.
It's like, have a big dick, you dummy.
I mean, yeah, I do, but then she throws that at me and I'm like, God, why?
He said he didn't own a car or care, which is pretty weird. But then a gin out here, who knows how people live. We walked on and on, like you just said, like two sentences ago, and then we stopped. We were in the woods deep now and at the base of... a small Motani hill. Hey, Edward.
Edward.
What the f*** are we out here? I asked in a sexali. Yep, just in a sexali.
Like, is that a skateboard trick?
Yeah.
A sexali?
No, it's one of the songs from Aladdin.
Sexali, can't you see his fucking dick stand? Like a tripod, it's really odd, can't you see it?
So how many dick push-ups can you guys do?
I can do one, because that's all you need. At that point, she's ripping her clothes off.
I can't because my clit is not big enough to push past.
No. All you gotta do is just do what China did and get that shit bigger by doing sweet muscular lifts, and then you can do cock push-ups too, Val.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think China got a giant clit from big muscle lifts. I think that may have been surgery.
Are you telling me that her autobiography, Clit Push-Ups and How to Do Them... is not a real thing that I didn't make up right now.
Because maybe it taken me out here for some extra space for some reason. Some fun or something. Joan, I have some thong to tell you, he said, and looked sad all of us Sudan, like the country. I wanted to hug him, as in the music, better.
God damn it, he always puts me second.
What do you have to tell me? I ask, but not sexa, this Tim. Joanne, I lick you.
You're tasty. Mm-hmm.
But I have a horrible secret.
Oh, yes.
He said, S-E-D, breathingly.
Horrible.
A small tear flopped down his cheek. So it just belly flopped. Judges give him a 5. And I felt even sadder and kind of bad at the same time. Joan, I'm not like almost like both other and otter guys.
No, it's otter.
Otter guys. No! That's silly. I laughed happily. No, you don't get what I mean. As M-E-E-N? He turned then shivered and looked sad even more. I frowned. Why was he sad? Sniffle face.
Sad face.
He looked back and spoke more. Joan, I'm actually a vampire. And vampire. And that's it. David, it's your turn.
David?
Whoa, what's the question?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. Sorry, I didn't hear that. My bad. All right. I gasp.
Oh, shit. A vamp tree.
So is it a very fancy tree?
I would hope so.
One of the trends from Lord of the Rings being very fancy.
We are fancy. Farley Pom, put on your hat. All right, right. Did you get that ticket to Wimbledon yet? No, we did not get our ticket to Wimbledon yet. We are very old, the trees. But did you see that really fancy program about steak? In this case, it's a pun about trees, not the meat. Cause vampires, lol.
I'm sorry, I went off on a tangent there. The cosmopolitans are speaking through me. That's like really unholly and not good at all, I thought. I felt sad and scared, but I sort of liked him as in, like, a thing you sing in church. Still, he'd been alone with me a few times, and I thought, as in, like, that hoe over there.
That's not what I meant.
So maybe I could hear him, again, that thing you sing in church, out because I don't think he was going to ate me. I was still scared, though, and I wished I had worn my hot...
There was no I wish, it's just N wish.
Oh, shit, you're right. All right, cosmopolitan time. Hey, baby, how you doing, you pink lady?
You ever feel like you just shit out pure Kahlua?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, I take care of my body.
Logan doesn't poop ever, and David just poops all the time.
Oh, no, I poop, and they're big, hard poops.
Logan poops. He just sells it to Venezuela as a wonder drug.
Do you, like, shit out, like...
shit out diamonds, and then sell them on the black market.
I was still scared, though, and wish I had worn my hot leather Uggs.
Drake for Ugg.
Instead of the heels, today, in case the porn artist, I had to run.
Vampire, but I can't be with you if you're wrong. You're a vampire because I'm christened.
I told him the thing you sing at church, tears falling from my eyes like a tap. Wait, he said this? He looked mortified and his face was a scowly depression. Like he's reading the stage directions.
Yeah, of course.
Steve, can we make a movie where one character does nothing but read their stage directions but nobody acknowledges it?
Sure, Steve says, looking at the gun that David is pointing at him to agree with his joke.
There you go.
It wasn't depression.
Derpression.
Oh, shit, you're right. Man, I've got this hot Fennekin on... Not Fennekin. Was it Delphox? Delphox. Yeah, a hot Delphox on my other screen, so I can't deal with this. He looked mortified, and his face was a scally depression.
Somebody just send Dave a picture of, like, a Gallade with a gigantic cock.
I mean, I've got that, so do you want me to send it to you?
No, like artillery cock.
No, I can send you that. I have that.
You have that specific image?
Not specifically a Gallade, but there are plenty of artillery cocks out there that I could send you.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No, I've seen artillery cock before.
Not getting the results that you'd think you'd get by Googling artillery cock.
Is it a chicken in a giant, like, army suit?
No, it's about the Canadian Army firing artillery.
What?
What?
Steve, just look up anything by Gideon's Corral or Doug Winger, and you will have yourself some artillery conger.
Doug Winger.
Oh my god, he's looking up Doug Winger. Oh my god, guys.
No, Steve.
This is a moment for me, because I'm looking forward to Steve. Steve,
I'm
please.
I'm not going to visit a website called Dorpy Buru.
Yeah, do it.
Just go to E621 and look up Doug Winger, dude.
Steve-O, earlier you were supposed to look at artillery cock, not a tearly canock.
Nope, that's definitely a nope. I know we had the discussion earlier about vanilla chocolate strawberry. I do not want that dick dripping chocolate all over my ice cream.
Hey, how can you say that about him? He died. So you can sin in the eyes of the Lord.
Oh, great. The fifth thing has dick nipples as part of it. This is great.
He's got a couple where the thing is just, it's like the size of a state. It's just not, you wouldn't do that.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, all right, go ahead and keep reading.
If you'd like some eye bleach, look up in case, all one word instead. Vampire, Christ, depression, or depression. He continued an edged closure towards me.
Joan, it's okay. I'm not like the other vampires. My clan's different. We embarrass the Lord in his ways. It's like,
his weight.
He's really heavy. He's like fucking Lord Guru of vampires over here. I am a Christina vampire.
I stopped being sad and smiled at him, the thing you sing in church.
Why is it bad then?
Because, he said brewingly, I think you smell nice. You smell different when you're awake. And I'm afraid I'll eat you still.
Nuh-uh, not afraid.
Oh, a fried. Okay, I'll eat you, but only if you're tempura. I'm afraid I'll eat you still. I can't be with you.
He wanted to eat me, which wasn't good.
Yeah.
But there was something about him, the thing you sing in church, but a bitch, that I couldn't resist. He was uber hot. And now a nice guy too, the number. I knew the wrong knew. He was the only one, the wrong one, for me. Like, did this person just fail, like, third grade English?
Yeah.
I don't think they made it to third grade English. This is, like, first grade.
Or maybe they were, like, homeschooled.
Ah, the homeschooled argument. Like, their mom is like, I have a headache today, so go watch The Price is Right.
Oh, I get it. Homeschooled bowl cuts, he's part of Team Galactic.
That's right.
Dennis.
Is that what you sung to yourself when fighting Team Galactic?
No, that's what the theme song is. Guess this theme sounds like it's just saying Dennis.
Dennis.
Wow.
Listen to it. I'm right.
Dennis.
Wrong theme, Dave.
For anybody who doesn't believe it says Dennis, click that.
Dennis.
I timed it to the right point where it starts saying Dennis.
I knew the wrong knew. He was the only one, the wrong one for me. I walked up to him and took him, the thing you sing in church, by the hand and leaned, spelled incorrectly, into his sexy, muscular chest.
We will work through it. I love you.
What?
Okay.
Hey, go back and revise it and slow it down. What did you just say? We will work through it.
Work through it. I love you.
Okay, thank you. I got it that time.
Okay, good.
David, stop grinding up on my ass. I know how much you want to.
Wait, no. I have to have consent first, Steve. Do I have consent to grind up on you?
Val, does he have consent to grind up on me?
Yeah, as long as the goods stay in...
Don't damage the goods.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You got 60 hertz max, Dave.
Oh, yeah. You like that, don't you? You fucking... Dirty fucking Steve. Oh, yeah, you do.
I showered like an hour ago.
Oh, yeah, you're so clean, but I'm gonna fucking ruin that ass.
I'm not trying to be aggressive. It just kind of happened. I'm sorry.
It's fine, Dave. Just like you said in the story, we will work through it. I love you.
As long as it's all play and that you get a safe word first, you know.
Val, the safe word is muscular.
Oh, yes. I love mustard.
He said nothing and we stood there for a bit and then went back to town.
Really now?
Yeah, not much of a finale, but next chapter, I'll moke up for sure. Or I'll moke up for it. So yes, that is how he's a vampire and I can love him, okay, one? Anyway, please leave some nice revise and yeah, see you next chapter!
Do-do-do-do-do!
Zo-zo-zo-zo-zo-zoo-zox!
Scrotum face.
Scrotum face.
Dave, I totally love your impressions most of the time, but your impression of a freight train needs some work.
Okay.
See you next chapter. I totally had the Dragon Ball Z, like...
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, not much of a finale, but next chapter I'll moke up for sure. Or moke... Oh, fuck. Fuck. I mean, stay in character.
I'll moke up for sure.
I'll moke up for it. So, yes, that is how he's a vampire. And I can love him, okay, one? Anyway, please leave some nice revise and yeah, see you next chapter. Zo-zo-zo-zo-zo-zoox. Testicle face, it's testicle face. Chapter 6, sunshine, yeah. Hey, yo, too.
Testicle face sounds like my arch nemesis.
Everyone, so nice to see you all again. Testicle face, testicle face, testicle face. I had a wonderful day today because today I spend the day with Jenny.
Jenny.
Animu face. We went shopping, which the thing from hell we had not done for a long while. And I bought a cute ass tee with bunnies on the sleeve. So I'm in a great the thing on the sewer mode. I'm completely ignoring haters. Because in the end, Sinars want to be hatful.
Yeah, I like hats.
You just have to ignore them. So here's to Dust Story 11x Dizzles.
Logan, you're up.
Logan, you're up. You've got to read. Logan, read. Read right now. Starting now.
Oh, Logan, I'm sorry. I need to call you by your new name.
Dennis. Oh, no. Now everybody in the Patreon chat is going to change their name to Dennis.
Don't spoil it.
God damn it. Why do we meme ourselves every episode?
Why are you memeing ourselves? It's supposed to be a surprise for me because I read it. Nobody changed their name to Dennis now.
All right. Change your name to the other kid from Dennis the Menace, Joey.
Stop telling them what to do.
Ooh.
We love him because he first love us.
Jesus, 2018.
John, 1:49-10.
You should really not read their address on the air, Logan.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to look that up real quick. First John.
Well, it looks like it's supposed to actually be John 14:9.
Yeah, 9-10.
Hold up. You said that's John 14:9-10, right?
Yeah, probably.
So the real Bible verse is, Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time?
Don't you know me, Philip?
Yeah, fucking Philip. Any of you has seen the Father, how can you say, show us the Father? Verse 10, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? God, that's dirty.
Oh,
hot.
The Bible is raunchy, Jesus.
Well, yeah.
I don't like to think about Jesus' Father being inside him.
The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather,
right,
it is
Dave,
the Father.
That's enough. We're not getting paid to read the Bible.
All right. Well,
yet.
Wait, can we read the Bible?
It's the ultimate fan fiction, really.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's out of fucking copyright. We can do an audiobook of it and just not even care.
I don't know that the Bible was ever copywritten, Dave.
Is the Bible fan fiction?
What if it's St. Jerome? The Vulgate of St. Jerome.
Vulgate it is.
Woo!
Okay.
I do like the next thing you have to read. That looks fun.
Nah, ooh. I dreamt about Edward that night. He was standing in a medhow, and the wind was blowing softly. He was standing there only in black pants, and he was really ripped.
No.
Riped.
Yep.
He was fresh for the picking.
He was really riped.
Make juice out of it.
And sex, ah, his wind was blowing through his auburn hair. And his brooding amber eyes looked at me so divinely. I wanted to walk up to him and hug him. And then I... But then I woke up.
What?
I woke up.
Is the New Testament fan fiction for the Old Testament?
Yes.
Yeah.
I lied there and thought how sexy he had looked in the meadow. I really licked him a lot. I didn't know if we were together, though. So I decided to find him and ask tomorrow at school. The next day at school, I found him, asked him, are we going out? I asked uncertainly.
Yes, Logan, we are officially going out. I'm finally able to reveal it live on the air.
Okay, you got to take me to Watami.
Gah.
This is the cost to dating me.
You want to go out on Friday?
I'm actually going to play Magic on Friday. You want to come to that?
No, I'm going to Watami on Friday.
You fucker. You bitch. I asked uncertainly, twizzling my adorable red hair. I had dyed it a little while ago for a new look. Edward locked at me because he was studying for his biology class. Aaron C. Cotton... Continuity.
Nunity.
Continuity.
And I think that's pronounced Erin.
Erin.
First of all, David, you better get back at your computer and stop honking so loud we can hear you in the other room.
He's doing a remix of your Dennis song.
Yes, but I can never be truly with you due to the hunger for... Oh, God, the hunger.
It's never ending.
I'm so hungry.
We were just talking about Watami.
For your blood.
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 No! She said no!
Said Edward, sadly. I frowned. And there is something I want to show you after school, he spoke. I was excited because Edwards wanted to see me after school. And I wonder what it was he wanted to show me. All day at school, I thought about what it might be and hoped it wasn't anything evil or that. He was still a vampire, you know. I'm just giving a second chance.
Also, it's mirror, not mite.
Oh, Jesus. What it mirror be? After school, we met in the car park and he led me to his car. It was a... dark blue with silver rimming that looked really nice.
Did you really have to chuckle for that?
He said rimming. I got more excited as he opened the door for me and then got in the other side. He then sped out of the car park and took me to the forest to his house.
Da, da, da.
Oh! His house was big and not modern in style at all. It looked like a big Gothic romantic style church, but smaller.
Not smaller.
It's smaller.
Or smaler.
But smaler. And with more rock on the outside in that nice style people used to coat their homes in rock.
You don't coat. Unless you talk about magma, you don't really coat.
Magma. Oh no, they're stealing my Pokemon again!
Magma didn't steal Pokemon.
No, they wanted to create land.
Oh yeah.
Steve-O, you're so bad.
He took me inside and introduced me to his mother. Kind of a big no-no on date number one.
No, man, she wanted the threesome.
With his mother?
My mom was there for like three of my first dates.
Was she driving the car?
Yes.
Then that doesn't count.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm very glad that she wasn't, like, driving the train when you showed up to me.
MC and his father, Carlis, they were nice, though, kind of boring, and we talked for a while, but then took me up to his room
where he had lots of Reliant K CDs and a big bag.
God damn it. Fuck you, Reliant K.
Steve?
Yeah?
Were you a Reliant K fan?
Fuck no.
What's Reliant K?
It's a Christian band.
It's Christian band. I am going to show you what happens when I go in the sun, he told me, in Loked Ice Sex Alley. Sex Alley.
Winky scrotum, or is that a scrotum with one testicle?
Shut up. He then took off his shirt and stepped in front of a window. The sun shone on him, and then he started to sparkle like a diamond.
Sparkle?
Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yes.
He looked so hot and obviously worked out. He looked exactly like in my dream because he was wearing black pants and then taken off.
And had
taken off a slim fit black tee from Abercrombie and Fitch.
I really love how our referee tonight is just Mrs. Bighead.
Oh, Rocco.
God damn it, it's too perfect. It is too perfect.
He smiled at me and then stepped away from the window and sat on his bed. I sat down next to him. Then I asked, I thought vampires didn't sleep. They don't, but it looks nice, he told me, and then he laid down and I laid next to him. He was all sexa lying there, and I snuggled him. He rolled over and coddled me, and I coddled him back, and we started to kiss. Uh-oh. Breaking the laws of God.
That is how you get preggers.
You're gonna get pregnant. I had done it before, but my tongue had never felt fangs when doing it before. I took off his shirt that he had put back on, and then he took off my pink top.
But I still had to bra on, so shush!
Then Edward was on top of me, and we caressed.
Or care said.
Yeah, it's care said.
Care said. Then I felt something. He was leaned down again.
No! Step it! No!
One.
One. I yelled, and Edward rolled off me, looking confused, and sat again.
Aged.
Egan.
Egan. Egan.
Egan.
Egan.
What do you want to drink? A gin.
I want to drink a gin.
I wish I could.
I can't do this yet. I look at him and frown, because I'm sad for both of us. I am a Christian.
Yeah.
And we can't have sex until we marry.
Mari. Yep. All right, my turn. Edward looked sad at me and said, it's okay, I won't hurt you. And then he hugged me again, but got horny.
Poor New York.
I was going to say that.
Oh, nice, Mark. I'm glad you could find one here and tried again, but this time I pushed him off and put all my clothes on. You have to marry me first. I want it too, but we cannot. You know, I think Tommy Wiseau's like fractured cadence works very well with this. Edward put his clothes back on too and looked sad. I felt sad too because he looked sad. And he had his shirt back on. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right, dude.
Yep, there it is. There's the winky one scrotum face. Sorry, Logan. No, I'm not. It's okay. We can try again later. But if we do it now, God will be mad. Remember what it says in the Bibles.
In the Broble.
Do not waste your seed. I hope you're enjoying this.
Tear me apart.
Edward said he understood, and then we just coddled instead, even though deep down, I really wanted to do it with him because he was big and sexy. But I loved God too much, and I didn't want to go against my religion.
Just activate your game shark, and then you can fuck.
Yeah.
You do it in the butt.
No, you put the game shark in your butt.
Yep.
No, that's God's loophole, doing it in the butt.
Fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus.
Mmm.
Yep.
Finally, something for David.
Yoshua Wild, always stick to what are you believe.
What was even those things of things you just said?
Edward took me home that night, and I walked in to see my father sitting at the table eating. He had had a hard day at work as the mayor, but he had cooked me dinner, so I sat down with him, and we started to talk.
I had had.
Had had.
Where you two been, Joan? He asked. At my boyfriend's, I said, and Dad looked shocked. You have a girl boyfriend? He asked.
Well, I mean, yes, he's girly, but you don't have to call him that way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah?
Yes, his name is Edward Kellen, or Cillen. Dad didn't look happy, so I left because he's an asshole sometimes, but I love him and went to my bed and went to sleep so I could dreamt about Edwards.
Edwards.
And what we want to do tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tomorrow. It's like Hamtaro, only Tomorrow.
No. It's Totoro's cousin.
Sure, that works too. It's the bone marrow inside Totoro.
No!
So delicious. Meanwhile, little did I know it was... God damn it. Little did I know it there was another vampire who thought I smelled yummy. And he was coming... to girth me.
Yeah.
He was coming to girth me. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Open butthole face. Open butthole with two birthmarks on it. Hold on, I gotta channel Dave. This one's for you. Ooh! Did that meet your approval?
Yes, well done, Steve.
Dun, dun, dun! Those... Woof! Ohave read the book. Well, no, Thayer is James. But still, I promise to make him different, so it's new, okay? Faddles for reading, everyone. I really...
Come on!
That's a fruit I didn't know existed. Appreciate. One. Scrotum face love. From the Lord upon y'all.
Y'all.
Zox.
Xerox.
Chapter 7. Family Thais. Hey, everyone. One. I've got over 20. Damn it. Revives.
No, it's not a V.
Revives.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's epic. To the fake Christian who doubts my faith, how dare you? Doubt my faith, 1-1. I shall not be put of the Lord's pot because of fakers. Lick you. Believe means that we have to stick together and be nice, so be nice. And be nice, so be nice. And nit bitchy if you the real deal. Okay. Thank you. Winky face. Thank you all for reading this far. I'm really happy, and God bless you all. Have a knees day, and please no more Fleming. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
But I like Fleming.
This person obviously hates James Bond, so.
Yeah. I can understand, because the character was very, like, misogynist in a way.
Yeah.
Go and do thou likewise. Thanks all. Another scrotum face. Zozu, zozozozozozozozox. Ooh, mini ooh. Bear one Enoter's burdens, Luke. Ooh. And with that, we're going to go away and bring in our guests. We'll catch you all next week.
Next week. Be prepared.
I do want to do a host check. Every host doing good so far?
I'm still dying.
Aren't we all?
Any hosts who matter, are they doing good?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. That was a joke.
You.
Me and Joel have already got a head start on the drinking.
Huzzah.
Just want to say, drinking, and it's just reached noon now. Woo!
Yay, day drinking.
Drinking is Joss Whedon's who now. That is what I heard.
I swear to God, you are seriously going deaf.
Who said that? Sean, stop making fun of my deafness.
Oh, God.
Steve, by the time you're 40, we're not going to be able to be friends anymore because you're just not going to be able to hear anything.
Are you telling me you're not going to put forth the extra effort to be friends with a deaf person?
Yes.
I am saying that because of work, it is extremely stressful for me to be talking to people who have trouble hearing.
David, are you going to be willing to put forward the extra effort when I go deaf?
Can I post a picture?
Yes, David, you can post a picture.
There you go. That's my reaction to your question.
A racist face made by teenager you.
Whoa, racist? What are you talking about?
Wow.
Whoa, how are you seeing a racist face? That's just me making a scrunchy ass face.
Racist against white people.
Racist. Yeah, the saturation is so fucking blown out there, dude.
No, dude, they have a beauty filter on my phone and I turn it up to max.
Why?
Did you literally just drip white chocolate all over your face?
Yes.
That's not saturation. He's just that pale.
Yeah, I am actually that pale.
My gosh. When you walk outside, do you immediately ignite on fire?
There you go, Steve. A decenter picture.
Oh. All right. That's much easier to see that you are, in fact, made entirely out of white chocolate.
That's right. What are you going to do about it, Steve?
I don't know. I kind of want to shave that Nutella off your face.
Man, fuck you. That's my Nutella. Shut up. You bastard. You rat bastard.
So Nutella beard part two next time we meet up.
Oh, God.
All right. Enigmatic. Read.
All right. It was the next day and I was having breakfast. Aaron, Cocoa Pops. Yeah. Colon D. And Dad passed me the milk. He still seemed promising.
Malk? His bones are so brittle. That's awesome. And now, Steve, I am a creepypasta.
Oh, God, no.
Yes?
Jesus Christ, David.
Legend tells that if you are in the bathroom at work looking at porn on your phone and the lights go out, if you say Renamon three times in a row, David will show up over your shoulder and criticize the porn that you're looking at.
Like, this one's not that good. If you got the third scene, then you would know,
hey, this cock isn't drippy enough.
This one could be at least the size of a football field. I mean, you could just make it happen, man.
He still seemed a bit mad, but as I said last chapter, getting meta here, he can be an asshole, so I ignore him. So, Joan, tell me more about a boat.
A boat.
A boat.
Boop, boop.
She's Canadian now.
Tell me more, tell me more.
More about Edward, asked Dad.
I just need to know, how do you say the third word in that next sentence?
Shulked. I was shulked. Dad has never wanted to know about my boyfriends before. It was so unlike him to give a shit even when he was not drinking.
Beautiful.
Well, I started. He's about my age.
Really? He's a vampire.
I'm a vampire.
10 times your age, 100 years old.
Yeah.
He's about my age. He's in a few on my classes, and he's really uber hot. We met a while ago, and now we are going out.
Hey, David.
Yo.
Did any of your girlfriends in high school ever describe you as uber hot?
I only had one, and no.
Aww. Aww.
That sounds like really German. Uber hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Fräulein, you are so uber hot.
Like, I think back to those times. You know what wasn't cool? Thinking Kingdom Hearts was cool back in the day.
Oof. Oi, Kingdom Hearts is the shit.
You're right, Kingdom Hearts is shit.
At the time, me and my girlfriend were like, oh, Kingdom Hearts is super rad, and we'd fucking sit there and play it and whatnot, and I'd never get laid because that's how that happened.
Aww.
The dialogue is just awful, man. Like, I think back to it, I'm like, this is fucking...
I hate to be a construction equipment. We need to read.
Wait.
I hate to be in this construction equipment.
We met a while ago, and now we are going out. I didn't tell him about the promiscuity, though, because it wasn't Edward's fault. I just smelt that god for him.
Wow.
Like, he smoked that god?
No. She smelted him. Like, she went to Hephaestus.
What does god smell like?
Well, Sean, I like to wear Fruity Pebbles perfume.
Ah, I approve.
I thought and frowned because it seemed it might be hard to overcome the bloodlust. That is great, Joan. I am a pappy for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad. I hugged him, then left because he'd hit the bottle soon and become a total fuckhead.
Wow.
Sometimes I wonder if he's even my father. Edred was at school when we arrived, and he introduced me to his family proper.
Oh my god.
What an apt term.
Good English there.
Well, maybe she has a yeast infection.
Maybe.
That's not gonna help.
Hey, I'm everyone, Joan.
Woo!
And I was the castle.
Oh, God.
And I'm currently dating your spunky bro here.
Yeah, he's full of spunk.
He's full of spunk.
Ed would be the last one I would describe as spunky.
He's the human equivalent of Valium.
Yeah.
Speaking of Valium, why Sobel is the best starter in Pokemon Sword and Shield. Finally, a Pokemon with the same level of depression and anxiety as me.
So shy and introverted, it can literally become invisible.
Gets fed antidepressants instead of rare candy.
Aww. Definitely gonna evolve into something called Cryiguana.
Aww.
Dating your spunky bro here, I said and hugged him tightly. He blushed and huggled me back. Three. Yeah, I heard, said Rosalie. Has he told you we're vampires? Asked Alice askingly.
Not even subtle.
Yeah, he has, and apparently I smell hot, I roared happily.
Like a nice steak.
Everyone lorfed, but then went serious.
Dave, can I get a lorf?
Horf!
Thank you.
Emmett told me seriously. It's true, though. I suggest you be careful until we adapt to your scent. We have to be careful around you for a while, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, Logan. Read the next sentence.
Read it.
I nodded, and Jenny pooped into my mind.
Yep.
Oh, that's disgusting.
David, I know you requested no scat fix. I'm sorry. I had to let this one slide.
If you're going to let this one slide, I'm going to slide up on down out of here.
No.
Oh.
Only if you can just slide into my DMs instead.
Man, I would slide into your DMs any day.
You would slide into my anus directly.
Here's what you'd do. You'd like lean forward and like push the back of your pants down just a tiny bit, and then I would be there.
I would have pushed like the little bit of my pants down, and you'd just immediately get on your knees and do the Magic the Gathering kneeling in front of the butt crack thing.
Magic the Gathering kneeling? What the fuck?
You don't know about it?
Yeah, you know the guy who kneeled before all those people's butt cracks?
Did he really?
Yeah, and he got banned from all DCI events for it.
Yeah.
Man goes to Magic the Gathering tournament, poses next to butt cracks. That is the actual title.
Oh, God.
God damn.
And then the name of Know Your Meme for this is the Grand Prix Richmond Crack Style.
I had to tell Jacer. Oh, BTW, Japster. I told Jasper adorably. My friend Jenny thinks you're a big and sexy guy. I'll tell her I bought the Christian vampire thing and you two can date, yeah?
Date, ja.
He blushed and nodded. See, Jen, I did this for yo.
For yo!
We were getting along great after a while, and soon we walked into the cafeteria. I was talking about the girls and dressing tips. I was wearing a long white sweater with a flowing red skirt and stockings and heels. And my hair was in epic ponytails and I had red mascara. They were wearing nice things too. We talked and talked, and then they all froze, and Edward smacked me into the ground.
To the ground. One.
Smacked me to the ground.
Next up is Joel.
Oh, shit. Then through the window come James and jumped right on top of me. Exclamation mark, explanation mark, explanation mark, explanation mark, 1111111. Ooh. Hope you like that. And hope that the debt with Emmett, Jenny, exclamation mark. Ha! And thanks to all of you that... And thanks to all you out there. I really love you all. Next chapter is an epic fight between Edward and Jones. Dun dun dun. Edward and Jones. Dun dun dun. I'm devastating from the book now.
It's not devastating.
I'm deviating from the book now. I'll be using creative scenarios now. Enjoy. Chapter 8. Music. Ion. The exciting conclusion to the fight in the previous chapter. Also, again, thanks to all who have read this far. May the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you in- Is this a Christian fanfic?
Yes. You didn't pick that up from the Christian vampire?
I was going to ask about it, but I wasn't sure. May the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you until the Tim comes, you passeth unto his realm. Also, Jenny says hi. Great.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Jenny.
Ooh, fight the good fight. 6:12, Timothy 1. Ooh. I screamed loudly as Jooms crushed into me. Crashed, fuck. God damn it. I flared my arms around, and his teeth came out and ripped into my arm through my sweater. 1-1-1.
Oh no!
Riped and sweeter.
Oh shit, white sweeter. 1-1-1. I scroamed and failed my legs about. Somehow hit him in groin.
In the...
And he got off. Oh, God.
How did he get off by after being hit in the freaking...
Well, some people are into that.
You've never seen, like, the videos of dudes who get punched in the balls while they come?
Yeah, cock and ball torture.
I would say don't yuck their yum, but don't yuck their ow either. That's totally cool.
It's like those stomp launcher rockets.
Like the ones that shoot 150 feet in the air, only instead it's just semen?
Yeah, it just shoots your cum 150 feet in the air.
Oh, God.
The Berenstain Bears get kicked in the dick and ejaculate 150 feet in the air.
Ta-da! The girls grabbed me away as best they would, and everyone else was screaming and running around the myth room. Jorms roared at me, and I could see the bloodlust in his eyes, and it was scary. I took up my feet.
Me? Yeah.
And Jasper protected me as imminent.
Imminent.
Is that meant to be Edward?
Yeah, it's supposed to be Edward.
And Ed Sarah came into jams.
Ooh, a threesome.
Emmerich smacked the fuck into the ground, and Edward jumped on top of them and started beating him poo. Edward looked so sexy as he pounded the jams. What the fuck is the jams?
James.
Yeah, it's supposed to be James.
I was crink because I was said that Edward would be hurt. James kicked Edward off. 1-1-1. They were flying everywhere. The tables knocked over as they flew about the room. And everyone was still screaming. Who had stalled?
Stayed.
Allison Rodemary.
Rodemary? Wow.
That's right.
Don't ride Mary in public, please. That's rude. Unless you're talking about a horse.
Nay.
Escorted me to the doors. What are they going to do to him? I asked Alice. They're going to burn him if they kick his ass. I knew they would do this to him. Do that to him. Shh, fuck me. That was late in the whole English, too. So he wouldn't try to ate me again. Jenny took me outside. And we went...
We sat.
Fuck! On a table outside. I was nervous, not only because of Edward, because I was still kind of bleeding from Jamie's bite.
Bah!
And they were vampires.
Wow.
But then Edward came over to me and haggled me. Wow.
I'll give you a camel!
Alright, I'll take you down to $2.17, but I can't go a penny lower.
No, I'll give you a goat.
I paid... 20 cents for each of the Twilight books at a yard sale, so...
I thought you were going to say, I paid 20 cents for each of you.
Which, to be fair, he got a deal.
I get a bargain.
I paid $18.97 for this Doug Winger art.
All right, I have one last offer. Give or take, I have one last line, okay? If I read this, I'm finished.
Yay!
It's okay, he's gone now. Emmett is going to take care of the body. Why don't you come back to my place?
Val, you're up.
Woo! Okay, I said, and went with Edward to his house.
Okay.
The parents went out hunting for deer, as in my dear honey. Edward told me that's how they eat. They don't eat people, which makes me happy. I went to the lounge. The girls went somewhere, and so did Zapper. We were alone. I was still a bit sad, but Edward hugged me and I felt better. Why did that happen? Who was that Edward? Wait, the other person was called Edward too? There's Edward.
No. Edred.
Yes. Udart, my favorite.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
That's three of them. I has a nappy, but in his arms. That was James. He is a problem vampire from another clan. He still eats people, but now he is dead and he'll never bother you again. But now listen, there is something I want to show you. He walked over to the radio and turned off Reliant K, then walked to the piano. I was excited as he sat down at his piano and started to play a song. As he played, it became clear Edward was such a good pianist.
Because he had a wing.
So he was playing his piano with the penis? He was doing...
He was playing chopsticks with his one chopstick.
It was B minor. How could you know that? I have no idea. But I couldn't recognize the song. It sounds said nice and organy. Like catedrals, sometimes half play. It was so beautiful that I cried, as in like cryonic, but in a good way. As he played to me and I smiled happy and forgot what had happened earlier. And that was a sentence. The window smashed open and oh no, it was jammed again.
That was very loud. I could hear it reverberating through the house.
Where do you guys actually record from each other? Because obviously you don't record on the same mic.
From a legally mandated distance away.
No, Steve-O and I live in the same house, and my office is at one end of the house, and his office is half a level lower.
It's half a floor down and on the opposite side of the house. So she's like up and by the sunroom, which is separated from me by the kitchen and or the dining room, a set of stairs, the living room, my door, and then my office.
Now everyone taking notes at home now knows the layout of the bottom floor of your house.
Make those floor plans. Kind of a weird spasm of a face.
Oh,
Aaron. He ruins everything for Joan! Commercial A! Something like the at commercial at.
At exclamation point.
Arg! I creamed. Wow.
That's hot.
I mean, he was penis-ting, so. And ran behind Edward, who stood up from his piano and started to fight James again. I thought Emmett burned him. One. Sadly. As Edward threw him back out the window and leapt, yes, after him. I ran out too to watch as Edward bashed James again. His fists smashed into an already broken face. Then out of nowhere came M, Aaron. Okay, I'm shortening it to M because I have Trollvi with his name.
And every other name.
And every other word. I do this for you, kind readers, and Rose and Alice and Rose. They grabbed James and knocked, almost like...
Noit.
Yeah. Him the fuck out, angry scrotum face. He will stay dead this time, Edward told me as he ran over to me and swept me into his arms. He won't hurt you, Agzin. I nodded and kissed him, and he kissed me back, and he took me inside again and to his room. He put me on his bed and laid me down and sat next to me. He stroked my hair as he hummed to me.
Hummed, not humped.
No, I said hummed.
Sounded like you said humped.
Come on, do the humpty hump.
All right, if we're going to do the humpty hump, you have to stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin.
I'm stopping what I'm doing because you just won, by the way.
Thanks, man.
I was still upset by all the fighting, but he made me feel better. I went to sleep next to Edward. Edward told me he would question M how James could still be alive in the morning. When I woke up, it was dark and I realized I was back in my own house. Edward was sitting next to me, smelling at me. I guess that's where he says, "You smell different when you're awake." I scat up in bed. "Did you bring me here, as in hearing?" "Yes, I did." "You're so sweet," I told him, and cuddled him playfully. "So are you," he told me and lay next to me. I looked at how sexy his hair was and how sexy his eyes were. He wasn't wearing a shirt. I flicked his nose softly, playfully, and he liked my finger and pretended to nibble it. I giggled and he did too. Then I feel asleep again.
Dave, you feel free to send me the porn, but do it after you read because you're up.
I just sent it.
Yay! Ooh. Wait, this just proves that nipples don't exist.
Exactly. Why would you have nipples? Nipples aren't even real. Have some hot chicken water, Steve.
No, it's hot chicken bath water.
I guess it's more accurate, but ew. All right, so we're on page 14?
Yeah, that's a drink for everyone.
Yep.
As I slept, I had a night horse.
Hey! We did it, guys! We did it! We made it back to our thing that
we now we can stop.
Good job.
Everybody finish your drink for Night Horse.
Nobel handshakes. Oh my god. Congratulations.
All right. Congratulations.
I'm going to do my sixth shot, but I can do that.
Oh, but I just opened a new can.
That's your problem, not mine.
For the show.
For the show. You got to do it for the show, because if you don't, then, well, that's fine too.
But you don't have to actually do it for the show.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, don't think that we're going to coerce you into doing things, because that's not our MO, man. We're not about that.
All right, Dave, you good. And a son, Santa Claus.
Ooh, you superior defender Gundam. He had come back alive, and he was shooting at me with a gun and telling me he would eat me, Agter. I was running, but I couldn't run, and then he jumped on me, and I went black. And then he came.
Wow.
Wow! Whoa!
And then I didn't go back. All right, cool. I'm not going to judge. Winty, I woke up the next morning when he was gone, but his scent lingered in my nostrils.
It's his favorite thing to do.
Thanks again for reading.
It's not again.
Yeah, thanks Agin for reading, as in things that grow in Egypt. Anyway, I'm thinking of having a competition. I want another, two words, character in my story. So give me a basic description and yeah, you'll be in soon. Kaya next time. Zox, zox, zoo, zox, 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 zox. Chapter 9. What happens because of betrayal?
Oh, no.
That's the sequel to Birdemic, Betrayal.
Okay. I tried ignoring you flamers, but seriously. Stop it! It isn't nice! I thought I was being mean when I did the going to hell and Sinar bit. But nor I see I was right. The word where you write things on a piece of paper. You flammers are evil. Hell for you, lest you chasnigy.
Okay, that was a word.
Chasnigy. Chasnigy outweighs. I am better than Yatui. Because I'm responding to attacks only. So be nice, or I'll report your meanness spelled incorrectly. Especially your phonics, really, spelled like a movie reel. Frowny face. Everyone else who is nice, I welcome you back. Enjoy the story. Also, sorry, Jenny, but Emery is going to die.
No!
We'll talk tomorrow when you're over, okay? Ooh, be ye angry and sin not. Ephesians, ooh.
Ooh.
That was the verse. Ephesians. Ooh.
Ooh.
The Reverend fucking Billy Graham is like, back in Ephesians, they said, be angry and sin not. Ooh. Today I woke up.
Grats.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, that's a start.
Today I woke up. Weird flex. Got dressed into my blue sheepskin lime sweater. Blue natural fit jeans. And the leather Uggs.
Drink for Uggs.
And applied liberal, not Republican. Aaron, not that I am Owen. Blue mascara and sweet rose color lipstick before I wailed out early in the morning to the Cullen house. And? Sorry, I thought I had to sneeze for a second.
Oh, I got that.
To see what was happening because of James. The Tazzy. I guess this was either the Looney Tune or the wrestler, let me out and he asked for the fare. So I paid him and he left, which was good because he smelled like fish. All right.
Okay.
It's kind of rude, but whatever.
Yeah.
I walked to the doors and Mick said hello. I said hello back and walked into the lounge room where the number one was.
Aaron, fuck, that was a long description. Sorry.
M was bound and gagged in the middle of the room. WTF is Goygon one slash question mark? I asked loudly, shocked to see him like that.
No, loudly.
Loud. Oh shit, you're right. There's a T in there.
Yeah.
I asked loudly, shocked to him to see that.
He had been beaten him in the face 3 runs
and looked sad.
Ow.
He did in burn Joom. Is the author masturbating to him being beaten up?
Yes.
Because I'm really uncomfortable if that's the case.
Probably.
Edward roared, pointing at him with a scrolling fack.
Oh.
He beat Raid us. I looked at him. Cold it be true? I frowned. Everyone in the room looked sad except Edward, who looked pissed and seeks hi. Is that a province in China? Because that's what it sounds like.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I needed that.
You're welcome. Wait, hold on. I'll post one more thing that will get your dick rock hard. Here we go.
Ah! Ludicolo, no! Jesus, I never want to see anything sexy ever again after that.
Gee, thanks!
Sorry, Val.
Val, I'm sorry that I made your husband asexual. I didn't mean to, but hey, it happens.
I'm not asexual. I'm just fucking sterile now. Thank you very much to our guests for coming on. Thank you, Enigmatic, and thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
And thank you, as always, to our patrons, especially our genital guardians. Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, Dennis.
Yeah.
Is that one person just repeating Dennis, or is that all Dennis's?
4 Dennis's. It's one person that's 4 Dennis's.
4 Dennis's.
Ah, okay.
Dylan Barber, Disgust is on plays, Epidol, Evan Balmel, Matthew Wayne Jordan, Miri, Niamiros, Pope Sloth, XVII, Richard Pryor, Sarah for the Win, Steven Sickle, The Mighty Fister, please change your goddamn name, The Waffle, Wage, and You're Tearing Me Apart, Dennis, exclamation point one. Good one.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Apollo Duck by Will Rock. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.